Yeah, the feeling of being recorded for posterity is really, it's not the same once, like, there are 100,000 others here recorded for posterity also on longitura.org, you know. So, okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, we are in the middle of discussing Tosos de Bermaschel Omar Rav, right before we got to the next Tosos. So, what we mentioned last time was Tosos Kasha of... Why didn't anyone just say it's all mutter because it doesn't come with gam? Right? We know in Tosfos Maskelishin who, right, and Tosfos and some many of the other shows throw in tam with gam in some parts of the sugya. But no one says, like, in Bein Vemino Bein Shalovmino, like, the whole thing just remastered in those tam with gam. And we saw a lot of lumps this last time. We saw many different answers. Efsher, we mentioned three answers last time. We had three on the board, one, two, and three.
Four.
Gevaldik. Okay, right. Because you got the answer. Okay. So, but we didn't get to the end of Tosos. Okay, someone can remember last time says, but we didn't discuss the end of Tosos. I say, no, that's because it was lunch. Okay, so let's go to the end of Tosos. So, you would not want me to change the policy. There's one very important answer to the end of Tosos, but Ode, right, which is probably the most difficult to understand. Right? Again, the kasha was, how come Rav wasn't matching those with Tam Luf Gam? So one answer is the Itter, very fascinating, that there's not always Tam Luf Gam after 24 hours. One answer was the beginning of Tosos, he was the Isser L'Chachiba. One answer was Rashi, which then you're stuck only in one side of the Suffolk and Avodah Zarah's heel, Tam Luf Gam Usser. One answer was the... the Tosfos Minhag Peretz board here from the Rav Yosef from somewhere, and that was a big machlokas, and a lot of lumdus we mentioned about this, that Nostam Gam is also Yisrael Mashal. But the end of Tosos, he sort of goes back to Rashi and tries to, you know, I don't know if exactly he's defending Rashi, but rescue that approach. Right? We want to say that Rav is just machmer, Rav is lavkil, and he asks Nostam Gam. Oh! In Avodah Zarah, it's the Masukhuk where the Rav asks those Talmud Gam. So Tosfos says at the end, the Ode, and this is a popular Pshat, a number of Rishonim pick up on this. The Ode, the Hatsum Shard, the Fisher Pogim Time, and Kamoshu Be Animal, Hakim, the Pogim Lach, the Shah, the Dolph Neakli. He says maybe Rav here is holding Lav Kilsa, those Talmud Gam, Usher. Oh, in Avodah Zarah, there was an open Suffolk, whether Rav held an unresolved suffix with the Rav held no sound resolved with Asr Mutzah. So it says, no, I don't mean to say Rav holds almost in Tam Lufgam is Asr. Because then it would be against the unresolved suffix in Masechet Avodah Zarah. He didn't say the unresolved suffix was about something which originally is no sin Tam Lufgam, like it was a mouse there, right? Over here, and that it's a suffix what Rav holds, when the Chazal couldn't figure out what Rav holds. There was no proof either way. But over here, we're dealing with, especially on Nosa Tam Lufgam, something which really gives a good taste, only because it was in the Kli for 24 hours gives a bad taste. It used to give a good taste. When it went into the Kli, it gave a good taste. Just when it came out of the Kli, it gave a bad taste. What Tosfos is saying is that, right, this is, I guess we're up to number 5, right? Tosfos. Shot base, which is even if regular nosin tam lufgam is mutter according to Rav, right? Of sitting in a kli. Is usher. So he's saying Rav might have a special shita that regular nosin tam lufgam is mutter, but nosin tam lufgam to the sitting in a kli is usher. Okay, that is a good answer. It solves the problem, and again, it would end up similar to Rashi that Rav is holding a shita that we reject, that nosin tam lufgam is partially usher. Just he splits different kinds of nosin tam lufgam. The question is, of course, what's the svara to split different kinds of nosin tam lufgam? Nosin tam lufgam is usher, it's usher. If it's mutter, it's mutter. We know that's machlokas tanoim. We know that's machlokas tanoim, yes. Mokrech in Avodah Zarah, it's a machlokas tanoim, or Meir Shimon. But why should, right, Lamaisa, think about it. Right now, treif is going into my vegetable soup. So if the treif in and of itself is poking my vegetable, vegetable soup, Rav would matter it. But if the treif used to be mashviach my vegetable soup, but because of how long it's been sitting in a clean, it's poking my vegetable soup, he would ask for it. What's the difference? Right now it's poking my vegetable soup. So, what's pshat in this day in Tosfos?
Chachamim ben Dalai hold that there's a chiddush from Yuli Nachrim that any time that becomes poking the
soup. Correct. Now, I fully admit, Tosfos does not quote that Gemara, although Tosfos doesn't elaborate terribly much, but a number of Rishonim, when they quote this answer of Tosos, mention Mefurash, the Man D'Amar Chiddushu, for example, the Tosos Rashmi Shantz mentions the idea of Chiddush, the Ramban mentions the idea of Chiddush, he quotes this, the Rebbe of David mentions the idea of Chiddush. So when most Rishonim say over this, the Tosman of Herod Davka does not, but when most Rishonim mention the idea of Tos, they bring the idea of Chiddushu. First of all, though, let me backtrack for a second. Before we get into Svara, what's the raya that the Tosman of Paris and others bring that you can make this chiluk? Not even Svara. What's the raya they bring you can make this chiluk? They have a nice deal from Sefzah Vodazara. That the Gemara says, right, interestingly, that, it's actually an interesting makor. This is one of the things that I find most strange, that a lot of people think, like, the world used to be fundamentally different. Okay, I mean, in some ways, the world used to be spiritually different. But in terms of socially, in terms of politically, the world has not changed a bit since, at least the time of Avraham Avinu. I don't know what happened before the Mabel. Okay, maybe that was strange, but certainly since at least then, it hasn't changed a bit. The Gemara has the same exact politics that we have nowadays, right? The Gemara Mishnah says in Lamahim Beis, they made Gzeir on Shem and Akum, and Rebbe and Beis Dino were Matur the Shemen. And then the Gemara discusses how many things Rebbe and Beis Dino were Matur, and says, they wanted to be Matur more things, but they didn't want people to call them modern Orthodox. They said they'll call us a Beis Din Sharia, so okay, they didn't do everything they thought. The life is much the same as it was in the time of Chazal, which makes us feel, a little more stern. But what's the interesting part for us? That they were gozer on Shemen, and Rebbe and Beis Din were matur the Shemen. Why? So, the accepted pshat seems to be like Shmuel, that they were gozer on Shemen, so it was cooked in Treif Kalim, right? They would cook the Shemen, I guess, to purify it, or maybe to extract it or something. They were gozer because maybe Treif Kalim, and then Rebbe came and was Matur. Why? Because what did Rebbe hold? Rebbe held Tam Lefgam was Mutter, and therefore the Treif Kalim, let's assume, shot as Arnaf and Yomo, right? That's the way most people read this Gemara. If you remember from your day, most people except for the Rambam read this Gemara about Ena ben Yomo. So originally they asked for the Shemen because of the Kalim, and then Rebbe says, no, now it's Tam Lefgam, it's okay. So, but the Gemara says, the Mishnah says Mefurish, that Dvash is Mutter of Goyim. So, no Sintam of Gam. So, all the Rishonim are trying to figure out, how come Shemem was originally Usser and Dvash was always Mutter? Nowadays, we're after everything. We don't worry about the Kalim. How come they used to be Mutter, Dvash and Usser Shemen? Say, because in Dvash, meat is Pogim Dvash always. In Shemen, it's only Pogim because it was after 24 hours in the Kli. So what does that prove? That before Rebbe, they held the Shita, they made this chiluk. They were Matur Dvash, because that is originally Nosin Tam Lefgam, but they asked Shemen, that's only Nosin Tam Lefgam, because of the 24 hours in the Kli. So that's the Makor, again, we don't pass like that, but that's the Makor for the Shita of Rav here. Possible Shita of Rav here, just like there was a stage before Rebbe, and again, you can't ask Hashem Rav for that, because Rav is a totally different shot. In that Gemara of Daniel Beis Dino, but just like according to Shmuel, Dvash used to be Mutter and Shemen Usser, because Dvash is inherent Nosin Tam Lefgam, and Shemen is only Nosin Tam Lefgam to the 24 hours. Likewise, Rav holds that mice are, according to that Tzad, are Tam Lefgam to their inherent Tam Lefgam or Mutter, but an Arso is only to the 24 hours, not Tam Lefgam. So the Makor for this Chiluk, not the Svar, but the Makor for this Chiluk, the Makor for this Chiluk is, according to Shmuel, right, before Rebbe, according to Shmuel in Avodah Zarah, Lamed, Hey, and Beis, before Rebbe, according to Shmuel, Vash was Mutter, but Shemen was Aser. Why? Because they held, like what Rav might hold here, that something which is always Tamuf Gam is Mutter, or something which used to be Lashvach, just sat in the clean too long, is Aser.
I don't remember if we discussed this earlier, but when we say that after 24 hours it's no smell of gum, we mean that it actually makes the taste of the tavshil worse?
Yes.
We're not saying that it tastes got worse.
So the Ra'ah says it means that it itself, at one point suggests that it itself got inedible. But most people assume that's not what it means. It means it makes the tavshil worse.
So it's the same thing that's happening when it's bad.
Yes, correct. Okay.
So what's the difference? If it gets worse, then it's going to make
the tavshil worse. Right, I guess the difference is just whether like the chalos gam happened before it gets into your tavshil or afterwards.
No,
which could have some nafkamines. Yeah. Now, let's get back to the svara. What's the svara? Right? So what's the svara? So a lot of Rishonim seem to assume the svara has to do with man da'amar chidishu. What is man da'amar chidishu? We had a machlokes, right? We're familiar with your daya. The machlokes where the tam ke'ikar is. Is or midrabanan, and later on in our Masechet in the third parak, what's one of the makoros which they try to bring for the man of Tom Kikers Araisa? Gilei Akar, right? Why do you have to kasha the Kalim? You have to kasha the Kalim, so it'll be Tom Kikers, and that's in the Torah. And what's the answer to the man of Tom Kikers Lavda Araisa? No, Gilei Akar is different because it's a Chiddush. He thinks the Chiddush maybe says always with Gam. What's the point? The point is that when it comes to treat Kalim, maybe Treif Kalim are not the regular rules. Treif Kalim have a special Chiddush. So therefore, when it comes to Kalim, there's a special Chiddush. And that's why Rav says, when it was only Pugim because of sitting in a Kli, it's Usher because of the special Chiddush. The question is, this is going to be a very important Chakira for the rest of Daf Lamed. Very, so to speak, Chakira for the rest of Daf Lamed. I mean, and life. But mostly for the rest of the Daf Lamed, is that how do you understand Pshat in Gyulei Akum Chiddushu? What is this Chiddush of Gyulei Akum, as at least as applied to Rav here, let's say? So, explain to me the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that, tell me the Chiddush.
Even though it doesn't tell us God, even Ben Yomo, say the Chachamim,
right?
It's still, there's a what do you mean, what's the Chiddush? Is it fact, or like why it works? Why is the Chiddush? Why?
No, how does the Chiddush work?
I don't know.
Right? Like the Torah is Mechadish, that what happens?
Oh, so Mechadish, the things that go in as Shvach are still Shvach when they come out, even though they...
The Torah is Mechadish, that even though it's really Lefgam when they come out, we treat it as if it's the Shvach. Right? I knew you would say that. So, what's the Chiddush? So, one way of viewing the Chiddush is, right? One of the two ways of viewing the Chiddush. One way of viewing the Chiddush is that it's a small Chiddush, right? The Chiddush is that, look, really, it could be every taste that comes out of a Kli is really Lefgam, right? That's what the Mandomer Chiddush says in that Gemara. So the Chiddush is that Torah was Mechadesh to treat Ta'am Lefgam as if it was ta'am lishvach. And now we understand Rav Shita. There's a special chiddush when it comes to mixing mice into your vegetable soup. There's no special chiddush in the Torah. When it comes to Kalim, the Torah says, Gilei Midyan, you have a special chiddush that, even though the ta'am that comes out of a kli is really a bad taste, we should treat it as if it's a good taste. Now we treat it as if it's a good taste, because if you have a ta'am of, you know, disgusting things in your kli, what it means, treat it as if it was as good as it started out. Right? That's what Grun is saying. Right? So special chiddush in Torah Kli Midyan, when Torah says Kash Kli Midyan, it means you should treat the Torah as if it was as good as it used to be. Okay, Gevaldik. Yeah.
So that's when that's Ben Yomo.
Ben Yomo, Inga Ben Yomo, either way, no matter how long it's been there, the special Chiddush should treat this time as if it was what it used to be.
So the Chiddush is in Inga Ben Yomo.
Yeah, well, Ben Yoma also, because they say Iyav Shelo Pagma Porta. There's a day in the Gemara there that says that even within 24 hours, it's still not such a good taste. So therefore, it's a chiddush, whether within or after 24 hours, it's still not a good taste, according to one man d'amar, which maybe Rav holds like. And therefore, it's a chiddush. Okay, that's one way of reading the chiddush. Yeah? What's the other way? The other way of reading the chiddush is, right, the Ra'a quotes this from the Ramban of the Bedek HaBayis, is that look in the original context, right? The Ramban asked a, according to the Ra'a of the Bedek HaBayis, asked a bomb kasha. He says, the original Mandavar says, Tam is not ke'ikr midoraisa, right? Tam v'shirim doesn't count midoraisa. But yet, the Tam that comes out of a kli is usr. It's not going to be. The Tam that comes out of a kli is just the Tam of an isr, right? All right, let's think about it. The guy cooked chazer in the kli, and you cook in that kli. So anyway, Tam of chazer itself is not doraisa. But the Tam of the kli is doraisa because of the chiddush. Well, then the chiddush means the Tam of chazer is doraisa. Right?
It still should be the
marker. It still should be a marker of Tom Kaker Doraisa in that context.
No, but it's not applicable to all other Tom. It's only
but hold on. If there's a chiddush that the Tom that comes out of a Tom Chazer coming out of a Kli counts, then if it doesn't come out of a Kli, why shouldn't it count? It's still a chiddush that Tom Chazer counts. In the end, Tom Chazer counts.
You're saying the chiddush is just that we treat this like the original Tom Chazer, but that's assuming the original Tom Chazer counts.
Yeah. So, what is the Ramban? Now, again, the Ramban's not talking about our sugya. The Ramban's talking about that mandara. But the other way is, like Ramban says, for manda omer, tam ke'ikr, lav de oraisa, he says, hold on, if tam yisur is not the oraisa, what's the problem with kalim? So, obviously, Gutenberg says, the problem with a trait kli is not the trait taste that comes out of the kli, but the kli. Maybe it's a halos in the kli. It has nothing, I wouldn't say nothing to do with the taste, but maybe it's a halos in the kli. What's the point? Chiddush is that kli iser.
Is Minnesota?
Yes. The chiddush is that the shame iser.
Minotaur doesn't have the first day, right? Everyone agrees that in a vinyl works under a button. No?
Not Rav here. Right? Not Rav here.
Why can't Rav just be under a button?
No.
I mean, the Isser doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, if they assume it's the Chiddush, then the Chor is saying it's Midoraisa, right? What's the Neil saying? The Neil saying a fundamental Hakira in Treif Kalim, right? This is the kind of hakir about which the Rav said, you know, to one grandfather, things were pot, you know, there was pots and pans, and now it's lumbus. As we always thought, what's the problem with treif kalim? Treif kalim are a hechitensi of treif taste. Treif kalim are just a carrier of treif taste, right? Sometimes you can have treif tam going directly, and sometimes it comes through a kli, and sometimes it comes however it comes. Sometimes you'll, you know, Navi makes it teleport from one place to another, however it comes, right? So, that's what we thought until now. Why is your food treif, you're cooking a treif kli? Because it got the time of treif food. But we're saying, no, maybe there's a man de Omar called Chiddushu that says, the Chiddush isn't that the treif taste of the food makes it usher. The Chiddush is that the kli makes your food usher. There's a chalos on the kli. How do we know? Chiddush of the Torah. When the guy cooks treif, or even if you cook chazer in a kli, the kli gets a chalos chazer. Now, if you cook your food in the chazer de kli, it makes your food treif. It's not that the ta'am chazer makes your food treif. The kli makes your food treif. Now, what's Shmuley about to say?
Why?
Why?
It
says in the Chumash. Right? There's a book. There's a very, very old book, which is very important in Judaism, called the Chumash. The reason it's so important is because it was written by Hashem Yisbarach himself. And therefore, everything it says in there, we have to take very seriously. And even if we don't understand exactly how it works, we have to just try our best to figure out how to apply it l'maisa. So, what does it say in that very, very important book? It says that if you get kalim from a guy, you have to kasher them. What does that mean? So, until now, we thought that meant, well, if you get kalim, it happens to be a hechitimsi that they have little molecules of chazer taste in them. And therefore, you have to do a certain process to get rid of those little molecules of chazer taste. But now we're saying maybe not. Maybe that's not what the Chumash meant. Maybe it just meant what it said. If you have a treif kli, the kli of the halos iser. If you do a matir, it gets a halos heter. What's that matir called? The matir is called kashering. If you do a matir, it gets a halos heter. And if you use it while it's still usser, then it will treif up your food because it's a treif kli.
They're bizzle? Shy?
So, explains the Ramban, he says, what about Timas Kvela? Right? So why is it mutter with Timas Kvela? So the Ramban says, and this is all the Ramban, this is not me, I'm not such a big lamb than the Ramban is. He says, it makes your food usher, don't we know there's Timas Kvela? So he says, no. It makes your food usher if it. Now, okay, I'm going to say it over in a little bit of a more lumbish lesson. What does he say? He says, if the kfela is toim and you don't taste anything, then what happens is that kli is not maturif to your food. If you put your food in the kli, but it didn't change the taste of your food, then that kli did not affect your food. That kli is not maturif to your food. But if it changes the taste of your food, then what does that mean? If this kli changes the taste of your food, that means this kli is connected to your food. This kli had affected your food. Even the pgam, because we don't care, it's not because of tam ke'ikr. We don't care if it changed the taste for good or for bad. It's not because of tam ke'ikr. It's just because you need a tzeirf to the kli. If I put my food in the kli, but it wasn't affected by the kli, then it's not connected to that kli. Once it was affected by that kli, now it's been served to the kli. I don't care if it was affected for good or for bad. Because it's not the tam that asers. It's the kli that asers. The tam is just the tzeir of the glue that connects this food to the kli. I put this food on my plate. What makes this food, food of a treif kli? It's on my plate now. It's on a kosher plate. The answer is because it has a roshem of the treif kli. So if it has a roshem of the treif kli, nisinas ta'am makes it usher, not because of the tam, but because it's a roshem of the kli. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. Again, the Ramban is not talking about arshuk. The Ramban is just talking about the chiddushu. He says, what does chiddushu mean? Chiddushu doesn't mean a local chiddush. Just play with the rules and get back to where you started, right? This is always, you know, methodologically, I think this is important. When you see an exception, when something like has a special chiddush as an exception, there's always two ways to understand it. Now, again, one way might not be the stabber. I mean, there's always have to be two ways. Sometimes one way is right and the other way is just too crazy. But it could be that it's what you thought all along. There's just like a little patch, right? There's a little patch that, you know, it takes changes one detail and gets you back to where you thought you were. Or it could be that, no, your paradigm is wrong. It's a totally different lumdus than you thought in the first place. And that's going on in Manda Amar Chiddushu. In Manda Amar Chiddushu, which they're using here to explain Rav, he could mean that. Manda Amar Chiddushu means it's what you thought all along, it's vidin tam ke'ikr. Just there's one special Chiddush to pretend that one thing works out that doesn't. Gevaldik. Or it could be, like the Ramban explains, you know, and you could do the Manda Amar Tam ke'ikr also. It's special Chiddush to tam ke'ikr in this case. We could say, no, it's not like we're using regular tam ke'ikr and regular hilchos tarobes. We'll just have a little chiddush to patch up one loose, to tie up one loose end. No, it's a different paradigm. It has nothing to do, it has nothing fundamentally to do with the time of food. It has to do with the kli. The kli gets the chalos iser. The kli has a chalos matir. And if you don't use that chalos matir, then the kli will asher your food. Yeah, in a chayim, the kli will only asher your food if it changes the taste. But not because the tam is what ashers the food. Because the tam is the bridge, is the tzeiruf that allows the kli to asher your food. But therefore, we can go back to our rav, and now our rav makes perfect sense. If it's not that the tam ashers your food, it's that the tam makes a roshim of the kli that ashers your food, then who cares if it's tam lefgam? Or who cares if it's tam lefgam? Or tam leshvach? Right? Either way, who cares if it's tam lefgam or leshvach? Either way, now this food, this treif kli has affected your food, and it's okay. Now, of course, if the kli would have avliya, treif, you know, vomitations, disgusting things in the first place, then it would never have become an asur kli in the first place, if it was pakameikara. But if it originally got a nice taste of chazer or chavit, And then just after 20, so it originally got the Chalos Esser. Then after time, it got more and more Pugum. Once the Kli had the Chalos Esser originally, even if it gives a Tam Lefgam to your food, it's still going to ask for your food. And that, I think, is Pshat in this. Well, one of these two things is Pshat on the second day of Tosfos. Either a local Chiddush just pretend one thing and bridge a gap and tie up a loose end, or a new paradigm. The reason I think this is important, as I mentioned before, is because this Chakira, the question is then, like, can you take this Chakira even to Manda Amar, maybe that there is no Chiddush, the way we paskin, and still we always have to ask ourselves the question of, even if Manda Amar loves Chiddush, does that mean that this is totally just regular hasty tims of Tamki Iker, or is there a special din of Chalos of Kalim and the Aser things, and that is going to, again, the mainstream, obviously, is that for sure if you hold it's not a Chiddush and Tom Kikr is the rice, well, sorry, the mainstream is the shot would be that if Tom Kikr is the rice, then probably it's not a Chiddush. And it's just a Hechitimts of Tom Kikr. But it's also possible that even Tom Kikr is the rice, that's because it says Chomishra Shanam Lo Yochal, but Yuliaka might still be a bit of a Chiddush. And that's always the question whenever we analyze, you know, when you read strange things that are hard to understand, like you'll get to the Shulchan Aruch on top of the Ches and Beis Daf Yerif, you'll ask yourself, you know, is this all just, you know, we're dealing with regular Tom Ke'ikr and I'm going to find technical explanations to make all the dinim fit in, or are we dealing with a special Gzeir Sukhas of Kalim?
Is this Chiddush apply to Klicheres?
What?
Is this Chiddush apply to Klicheres?
I think the Chiddush would apply to Klicheres, even though it doesn't say Klicheres by Midyan. You know, you could have asked me this harder question, but it does say Klicheres by Mikdash, right? Klicheres Shetvusha by Yishaber, so therefore we would say by Klicheres also. Because here we're talking about Klicheres. That's clear in the continuation.
Yeah. Is the time the Simon that this Kli affected?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, but it means specifically this Kli, because even if, let's say, obviously this was cooked in a Kli, but it means, it's, even if you don't taste it, it's still obviously cooking the Kli. But the time indicates that this also Kli.
Right, but the time means this is always connected to this Kli that it was cooked in.
It's not,
I don't mean that everyone who tastes it knows what Kli is in. No. Just there is something in it that connects it to that Kli.
Right, it's not, I don't know if this might be too nitpicky, but it's not the bridge necessarily, it's just the simon that there was some sort of
okay.
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 So now, I mean, it would be the purpose of Hashir Kalim would be?
Correct. So that's what I've been hinting at, and the Rav made a big deal of this, is that when you look at Hashir Kalim, you might have to ask yourself questions like, is, again, the standard understanding is that there's a Hefi Timsa, that there are taste molecules in it, and Hashir is a Hefi Timsa to get rid of the taste molecules. Or is it about the Sharon Chalos Isser and the Kli, and the Rav preferred to say, you know, Allah's famous quote, that the kashering is a halos hefter in the Kli. And obviously, an afkamina of that would be when we look at the halachas of kashering, are they based on practicality and science, or are they based on halachic categories and haluyos? And by the time we get to Daf Lamed Amud Beis, you know, it should be. At this point, when you get to Daf Lamed Amud Beis, it will be scream out at you when you start looking at the Rishonim that's what they're arguing about. Or I'm wrong. Okay. So this is, again, something to keep in your back pocket for Daf Lamed and for life. Now, let's go on to the next Tosfos in this jam-packed few-line sugya. So, the next line in Tosfos, the Gemara says, why is Rav so worried about breaking your kalef and you can't use it after Pesach? Just leave until after Pesach and use a Shalom Amino and it'll be bought with the Shishim, right? Use it after Pesach, wait until after Pesach and use a Shalom Amino. Okay, so what's the first implicit question that Tosfos asks? He doesn't ask the question, he just answers it. What's the first question? No, even before that. First of all, who says only a Shalom Amino? Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
No, because according to one of their answers, only the Tzachila. No, Son of God was only the Tzachila.
Ah, okay, good. But what is Tosfos addressing before that? Because
Shishim.
Yeah, because you don't have Shishim.
Oh, okay.
You don't have Shishim getting in the pot. Now, I don't have any lumbers for this. I just want to point out that a lumber who showed him asked this question, and they give different explanations just in terms of reading Pshat in the Gemara. What's Pshat in the Gemara? What does Rashi say Pshat in the Gemara is? Rashi, Kedarka Bakodesh, Rashi is exceedingly good at getting into things exactly as deeply as he wants to and no more, which is obviously part of the uniqueness of Rashi and why he plays the role that he does, because he somehow knew how to explain things just well enough to let people read the Gemara, but not well enough to confuse them. So, what does Rashi say? This is only a mashu. This isn't a dina sam. This is only a mashu. Okay, what Rashi doesn't explain, so he doesn't want to confuse us yet, and he, you know, needs to leave some mocking for Tosus and the other Rishon Lascadero, is, but why is this only a mashu? L'chora, right? Everyone knows the halachas of Kalim, right? If I cook in a treif kli, then I assume that it's more than a 60th, because no kli holds 60 times as much as the volume of the material of the kli itself. So why does Rashi assume it's a mashu? So, there are four general drachim that are shown to explain why. What's Rashi called on high mashu? Why is it only a mashu? What are the four explanations of Rishonim? One is
Rashi. Okay.
Rashi doesn't.
No, sorry. Tosfos.
What does Tosfos say?
It says Messias is. You don't eat more than a mashu.
Exactly. What Tosfos says is that apparently is a little tricky, but Messias. But apparently, Tosfos says they didn't cook large quantities of pure chametz in a pot. They would just put a little chametz in a pot or a little chametz ingredient in something. They didn't like fill a pot to the top with chametz and boil it up. They would have like, you know, and their cholent was partially chametz, or they would warm up a little chametz. So they never made a lot of chametz in the kli. They only made a little chametz in the kli. So there's only a little chametz in the kli. Then by the time it comes out and gets diluted in your tavshil, right? Think about it. If the walls of the kli are 10% as much as the volume of the tavshil inside, and the kli is, you know, 10% chametz, then it'll only be 1% b'li amashu. So Tos says, he makes it a kimta in mitzvah, that you don't cook a lot of chametz in your kalim. Okay. I mean, you can't really argue that the kimta is mitzvah.
He's assuming Yochanan.
Of course it's Yochanan before Pesach, right?
Why?
It's not Treif before Pesach.
Why?
No, it's still not going to be Hanan. I think even if it's Surabal, I don't think it would be Hanan. Once Pesach comes, maybe once they're ready in the Kli, you would hold there's no Hanan in the Kli, or maybe there's no Hanan in the Surin, or, you know, you work it out. Okay, it's a great answer, but it seems to be a big Okimta Metzias, because, I don't know, you never made a pot of oatmeal? Could be they didn't. You know, I didn't live then. But okay, what's another approach?
It means the Tabinu Lefela.
Right, who says that? Right, and that is it's interesting, I think the Ramban already argues on him, even though he didn't meet him yet, but he has this Havmina.
I don't even quote the Ramban argument,
yeah.
Because I have to go with this, because otherwise
like, yeah, so Rabbi David said, it means, Litamin Hukfela. The Ramban points out, this is a pretty duch agreed, because, what does it mean? He means, use it, Lopamino, and have a Kfela taste it. Now, before you have to have feel a taste it, you know, quite a couple of times. So Ramban points out, you know what, the sheriffs are pretty cheap. You know, like, is that really a practical solution? That will tell the guy just, I mean, a sheriffs cost like 5 cents. So you can bring it to a fail enough to mention the fact that, like, really, l'chafila, the Gemara says, that's how we should run our lives? So that's a little bit of a duchak okimta, that really, that's the Gemara saying, you should bring it, your food to a fail every time? Or at least one or, you know, two or three times? It's a little funny, but okay, that's a rate of dubbit.
Nothing to do with the difference between Mashu or Shishi. Didn't certain Rishon understand that you're always bringing anything to a Kalim, regardless whether you thought the Rishon was.
No, not in kosher Kalim. Right? Usually you cook in kosher pots. Yes,
but I'm saying you're dealing with Chametz on Pesach.
No, I'm saying usually you deal with. No, when the Rishon says you bring everything to a Kalim, that means if accidentally something gets cooked in a treif pot. But how likely is that?
Why should Chametz on Pesach be any different than the others, sir?
No, because we're suggesting that you should look at him. If you cook chametz on your pot, the Gemara would say, why break your pot? Just save it and give it to a kfeila.
Oh.
No, I mean, it just doesn't sound like the way we work. Okay, what's another answer?
Ramban says you can, well, he brings, but he says you can do, Ramban says you can do a really good Haggadah and get it down to
exactly. Even though, what's the rule? Hatorah, Heida.
You can't get out.
It's on base here. Hatorah, Heida, Al Klicheres, Shani Yotvi, they don't feel the Olam. Right, even though we have Mesorah that you can't do Hagala to a Klicheres. So So maybe that just means you can't do Agola and totally clean out a Kli Cheres. But, after all, Hagola does something to a Kli Cheres, right? If you can't get totally cleaned, but it gets mostly cleaned, after Agola it's only a Mashu. Now, there's different formulations here. The Ramban says even one Hagola gets down to a Mashu. The Itter says three Hagolas gets down to a Mashu. The Maharam, quoting the Tosfos Beinu Peretz, doesn't say how many. He says Harbei Pa'amim. But it's all the same basic idea. What the Gemara meant was just do Hagolah once or three times or a bunch of times, and what will be left will only be a Mashu. Okay. What's the fourth shot?
Yeah. I just thought, and that maybe it's a special din in the Isur of Mashu, what Nefz's Rashi means. Not talking about the Matthias, but more halachically.
But, what does he mean? But
meaning like that, as soon as you come into an Isur that's Asur of Mashu, as we said earlier on, it's got nothing to do with time. It's got only an Isur, meaning it's only an Isur Mashu, but not...
No, but after Pesach, it's not an Isur Mashu anymore, right?
That
after Pesach, Shlomo Mino is not B'mashu. It's only Asur B'Nosein Tam. Why would you use it after Pesach, Shlomo Mino is Asur B'Nosein Tam? So it's a regular Isser. And Rashi is saying it's a regular Isser, but it's not enough to be Nosein Tam.
Yeah, but what would the Isser be based on? It would be based
Rabbi
on
Yehuda.
Shabbat Lava Pesach.
Yeah.
Which is an Isser Mashu.
Used to be an Isser Mashu.
So that's what, that since it used to be an Isser Mashu, it retains its nature as an Isser Mashu. And therefore, time doesn't have anything to do with an Isur Mashu.
I hear what you're saying, but it's too radical for me. Okay. So, what's the fourth shot here?
The Ritva says Tosfos plus the fact that it dries out.
Okay, the Ritva adds it to Tosfos. There are people who say this without adding it to Tosfos, right? The Tosfos Beinu Peretz says this on his own. But, correct, the Ritva and the Tosfos Beinu Peretz says that Achar Zman Misyabesh v'nishar rak mashu. Nothing with pagam. What they're saying is if you leave something long enough, forget about the quality that maybe it'll be pagam that we know we have in the Sora. Quantitatively, when you let it sit longer and longer, the bleas gradually disappear. Right? Now, according to Chacham Tzvi, when will they totally disappear? After 12 months. Then we might or might not agree with him. But even in much less than that, they'll be less than in the Sinas Tame after a while. How long does it take? So here also we have two different formulations. So this, the Ritva says this together, as you pointed out, he says this together with Tosfos, right? But the Tosfos Beinu Peretz himself says, Achar Pesach, right? After all, it's been at least 7 days, right? 7.5 days, right? And then he said, look, after 7.5 days, again, he doesn't know where to draw the line. He's just saying, look, it's been at least 7.5 days since you cooked it. Right. What?
Quarter.
7.25 days, okay, sure. It's been at least 7.25 days since you cooked it. So, technically it's only 6 hours. It's the quarter of the day. It's been after 7.25 days. Now, yeah, you might say 5 would do the trick. You know, yeah. After 7.25 days, how much time could really be left? It's a mashu. The ra'as is something much more radical. The medica bias. After 24 hours, he thinks it's only a mashu. He thinks any time he's gone 24 hours is only a mashu. You can't ever have the scene of time. Beamless gone after 24 hours because only a mashu is left after 24 hours. That's a very radical thing to say. Yes?
Just the same the Ramban we mentioned before. There's never time in a Kli. There's never time in why is anything ever us.
There he's quoting Ramban, and I think he's in two different Manda Amrim there. I don't think it's supposed to work together necessarily. I think they might be going according to two different Tanakh or something. It's not, I don't think it's even on the same. Near each other, right? That one was on Dafyut Aleph in the Dapim of the classic printing.
No,
and this one.
Should this fit together?
Right. They They could, but lav davka. Okay, I think I don't want to get to that. And I certainly didn't intend to say that, although it could be. But anyway, so these are different drachma. Understand why it's only a masha. Either Rav Tzias who cooked very little, or at time takes its toll, whether a little time or a lot of time, or hagala gets down to masha, whether a little hagala or a lot of hagala, or like Rav David, it might be a masha who and check with the kfeila. Okay, I have no deep thoughts to share about this. But the next part of the Gemara is exceedingly complex, because Tosfos asks a much stronger, more fruitful question. What's the classic question that everyone's bothered by? L'shinu achar Pesach le'evu shalom mino. Aim about l'nisul hachila. Everyone knows the aim about l'nisul hachila. So how can we the chutzpah ask l'shinu achar zmano aim about l'nisul hachila? What's pshat? Hello, aim about l'nisul hachila. And Tosfos asks, now it's a little unclear in Tosfos. Tosfos says, and even if it's only Nisud Rabbanan, Lachor, we're talking about Achshash Yishud Oraisa here, right? This is Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But I guess either Tosfos is just throwing in even Nisud Rabbanan, or he's going, even if you say what I said before, the whole thing is only Nisud Hachila Mid Rabbanan, still, even in Rabbanan, the aim of Nisud Hachila is the mainstream approach that that you're not Mavatul Nisud Hachila in a regular Isser Drabbanan, at least one that has an Iker Minatora, or as he says, a Shorish Minatora. Yeah, same thing. So that's the question. What about Aim about an Isser Lechatchila? So what's the answer? What answer did Tosfos give to Aim about an Isser Lechatchila?
There's two answers. They really both build on the fact that it's only Isser Mashu and Aino Mino, which is really what's in the first place.
Well, I mean, everything built on the fact that it's a Mashu, otherwise it wouldn't be Buffalo. Right. The
right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so what's the first answer of Tosfos?
There's no such time with God.
So the first answer of Tosfos is that it is no sin time with God, meaning bitulus rachila is when it's just quantitatively too small. Now of course you might get into the Hakira the Rasp and the Ram, but let's leave that for right now. Bitulus l'chachila means you have something, and because of bitul, because it's too small, it's bottled. But over here, it's no sentam of gam. This is not bitulus l'chachila. Bitulus l'chachila means it has a mashu within 24 hours, but over here, it's looking for a different reason besides bitul. At least, let's assume for now it's a different reason besides bitul. It's mutter no sentam of gam. If it's mutter no sentam of gam, there's no problem. Bitul iser l'chachila. So one answer is no sentam of gam. Is mutter because of pgam, not because of bittel. Again, at least if we assume like the Ron.
Then I think just don't say mishnei.
Okay. But okay. So what? L'chora, what do I think? He is. What do I? Think he's saying here. He's saying it's mutter because no pgam of gam, but of course. What do you mean? No sin tam of gam is okay l'chachila? What do we know? Right? Top of the last half of the Sechas Avodah Zarah. There goes are in the ben yomo at the ben yomo. So, fine, if you want, you can say, oh, no sin tam of gam, that's not bitlus l'chachila, this is pagam. Bitlus l'chachila means you can't use bitl. Here we're using pagam. But we know you can't use tam of l'chachila either, right? Well, no sin tam of gam, but no sin tam of gam is still usur. It's still usur l'chachila because gzeira ain't ben yomo ben yomo. So what is Tosfos' answer? In the first, who's the first answer? Rav Yosef Porat. I don't know who Rav Yosef Porat was exactly, but that's the first answer. What about the fact that no sin tam of gam is also usur? The answer is no sin tam of gam is also gzeira ain ben yomo ben yomo when it's no sin tam, right? When it's more than a 60th. Why? Gzeira, don't use it when it's with gam, because you might use it when it's with shvach and end up eating treif. But over here, what do you mean? Don't use lefgamsh. You might use it with leshvach. Even leshvach would be bottle. So therefore, they didn't make a zera. So I think that's what Tosfos is saying. Well, Rav Yosef doesn't say too much, right? What does he say? He says that first, Rav Yosef hold the ika tarti lechivusar shenostam lefgam u'mashar shol minim chiyagavnu me vatlen ulvartzach lo'am lechivusar mino isfir l'ram nosentam lefgam butter. And obviously, you have to hold nosentam lefgam butter. So this is Rav Yosef porat the Bala Tosfos. I think what he's trying to say is, why do you have tarti lechivusa? Look, what he's trying to say is, look, nosin tam lefgam is okay, but there's a gzeira. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef says, but the gzeira is only by nisinas tam, not by a mashuhu. Because after all, why did they make a gzeira? And a mashu tam lefgam. To a mashu of tam lefgam. You know, gzeira mashu eni ben yomo, to mashu ben yomo. Why are they making Xera to a mashu?
I thought those guys were saying something similar, but the opposite. And not that when there's any time that we allow you to be with Tamil Gun, but when it's Tamil Gun, then we allow you to be about to listen. That's what the Russian sounds like.
Okay. Okay, so I was trying to avoid committing myself, but I hear what you're saying. So why does that make it okay to be about to listen to Hachila then?
Mentioned the chakira by whether it's just to not get mizels on Yisurim or whether it's chashash met masap. It's chashash met masap, there's nothing to mess up, but there's nothing to mess up.
Ah, okay, correct, exactly. Now I don't think, I don't know if we can prove that yet because I'm not sure if this diuk is very strong, but we could for sure prove it. Let's say, according to the Rashba, right, perhaps, if you say that, what if you think Nosan Tam Lefgam is also based on Bittel? Remember the Rashba from last time? So if Nosan Tam Lefgam is also based on Bittel, how does this help us? It's still Bittel is Lachil, it's a Mashu and Pagam, but it's still based on Bittel. So the Neil says that, right, that, and in the Dear Glossian of Tosos, so you could say either that, either Nosan Tam Lefgam is based on, is not based on Bittel. If Nosan Tam Lefgam is not based on Bittel, then the answer might be okay. So no, there's no samukam. There's his own zera there, but that zera is only 7. It's more than a 60th. But Daniel's saying no. The diuk lashon is like mevatlin. Like maybe it's still based on bittel, right? Daniel's been dying this way for most of those. Mevatlin, or no, you're still being mevatel. Then why is it mutter? It's mutter because of a chakira, and obviously that's what this sugya Rishonim were leading us to. A chakira, and why we can't be makalus of achil in the first place. So Daniel is saying that there's two possibilities. I think there's really three as to why we can't be makalus of achil in the first place. But he's saying one possibility is why in makalus of achil. You could say in makalus of achil is because, no, it's just respect for Isurim. The Torah told you don't eat chazer. So don't come up with a loophole to eat chazer. Now, okay, if it already happened, that's a din of bittel, this and that. But when the Torah says don't eat chazer, that doesn't mean go figure out a trick to eat chazer. That means just avoid the chazer in the first place, like respect the iser, right? Not be mezalzel, but yisurin. So it could be that it's just a matter of, the integrity of the iser. You shouldn't try to get around yisurin. If the chazer was already bottled and you weren't trying to get around, it happened by itself. But you shouldn't try to take yisurin and eat them. If so, then that's not going to help us here. But Daniel said the other way of understanding, and this is I hope I'm quoting correctly, the Yad Yehuda says this in Shulchan Aruch Yordeya Simon Kuf Gimel, is that Eimat L'Shalachila is a gzeira. Don't L'Shalachila involve yourself in bittul because you might make a mistake and eat something that's not properly bottled. Right? It's a gzeira. Right? Also making a mistake. So if it's a gzeira also making a mistake, then Rav Yosef Porat makes a lot of sense. Right? It's a gzeira also making a mistake. That's if you can make one mistake. Right? If it's one step away from Isser. Is that what you were saying to him?
Yeah.
Yeah. If Eimat Lizlachila is mitam gezeira shema yidah, then if you're one step away from Isra, the gezeira applies. After all, you think it's less than a 60th. What if you accidentally have more than a 60th? But if it's two steps away from Isra, then there's no need for gezeira. You're not going to make two mistakes. If it's Ein ben Yomo and less than a 60th, you're going to make two mistakes and end up eating ben Yomo more than a 60th? No, we're not going to someone make two mistakes. So, or you're still being mevatel, but Ein mevatlin Isra lechatila is a gezeira shema yeter. And we're not gozer that you will make two mistakes. Mm-hmm. What?
And what the two the tibusas, one of them is always present in Ein mevatlin lechatila, in that it's bittel, bustle. And one of them is that it is bustle. And the other one is that we're not gozer here.
Right, so when it is bustle, we're gozer, maybe it won't be bustle. But if it is bustle and it's bustle for another reason, then we're not gozer.
Right, there's a strange usage of tarts and tibusa. Usually you say, saying, don't we have an iser, isn't there a gzera in Vala Sochila? No, here are tarts and tibusa, two great reasons to combine together. There's really one of them is always there. And it's just that one
will. Yeah, I don't think that's strange usage.
He's saying the same lack of real problem you always have, plus another lack of problem.
Okay, we've seen one way of resolving the sugya is that, good, the meal's good when you're trying to answer how you can have a kashim, is it medicalist or kashiva? So you want to figure out how the sugya, but you want to see what assumptions people are making about the nature of the din of imbat and isla kashiva. So maybe the point there, he's saying it's milsim tam lufgam, right? So one way of saying it's no sin gam that takes you out of bittel, and it, to get out of the and since the master they weren't gozer the gzera in the end of the sefer of Zara. Or you could say no, it's still in the realm of bittel. But when it's bittel for two reasons, they weren't gozer because the gzera is to make a mistake. Then you might make a mistake, and you're not going to make two mistakes. Okay, give baldik. This is real smarat. No sin gam, then mashu. Let's say okay. What's the second answer of Tosos? Second answer is that here it's b'di'eved because this is l'shitasi of Tosos. How many want to go?
Four.
Good. it's okay. I would have been okay with that. I'm not your like sixth grade English teacher. But it's three and a half want to go. Cup up and base. Tosos says that the oven is considered b'di'eved, so you have to smash the kli. It's b'di'eved. So Tosos says, look. What do you mean bitulus l'hachila? This isn't bitulus l'hachila. This is b'di'eved. You're already stuck with it. Right? It's b'di'eved. You're going to lose your kli. Losing your kli counts as b'di'eved. Right? You have no choice. So, if it's already b'di'eved, so what's the second answer of Tosos? Right? Does the second answer have a person?
The Ri.
Okay. The Ri. Right? The Ri says, kli cheres chashav. B'di'eved, like Tosos said earlier on Chafav and Beis. Now, what's the only problem? If a kli cheres counts as b'di'eved, then what's the problem? Saying a kli cheres counts as b'di'eved, k'val the kli cheres counts as b'di'eved. Then you should always be able to use a treif kli cheres, right? But we know that, like the Chachmei Venezia, but we know that the Chachmei Venezia, quote unquote, we know the Chachmei Venezia are wrong, or rather, Hashem Shad Shad Chachmei Venezia are wrong because of. How do we know Chachmei Venezia are wrong? I mean, obviously they know this also. Chulin Kof Yalef? The Rishonim brought it here? The Pincha Dervan. No, you can say that the Xeris Akasa by Kachin. After all, the Rambam says that only for a chatas you shefer, but for an usham not. So obviously it's exeris akasav.
Also, Rabban said that you were that you're going to do nosar. He got it also.
Right, he says you shefer is because of the nos, not because of eating, because of keeping it. Right, but the pincha of Ravami, right? Ravami traced up a certain pincha, some sort of tray or bowl of some sort. I don't know. Someone should look up exactly what a pincha looks like. But there was a certain pincha de, or Rav Ami, how pincha da be Rav Ami de Malchua Bisra, the Tavra. They had a certain pincha which they salted meat on, and he broke it, right, and absorbed the dam of the meat, and he broke it. Okay, so the whole question there of what's the din of the kli that you salt your meat on? What's the point is? He broke it. So it was a kli cheres. So we, what do we see here? That you break it, so why didn't you just wait 24 hours and say it's b'di'evit and use it? So the answer is, we see from here, that Chachmei Netzir are wrong, and even after, I mean, they can get out of it, but even after 24 hours, you still can't use a kli cheres. So, hold on a second. If a kli cheres counts as b'di'evit, then why did they break the pincha dervami? Why can't you use every kli cheres every time we trade off our dishes? Why don't we pull a chachmei venetia and save them 24 hours and use them?
This is definitely bottle. Is that the difference? I don't know that.
Exactly. Yeah. This is definitely bottle. But what's the logic here? I think he makes his logic. Actually, he's not so mafurish. What's the point? Cheres counts as b'di'evit. That gets you out of bitul lishul hachiva. But that doesn't make an einu ben yomo mutter. It just makes this case mutter. Why? What's pshat? So I think what you have to say is cheres counts as b'di'evit if it's Eino ben yomo, but bala harbe, like the pincha derami, then it's usher anyway because of the special gzera of eino ben yomo atu ben yomo. But if it was bala mashahu, then there's no special gzeira. What's he saying here? This is what the Hagos HaShiri says, and basically what Tosfos at the end of the Zara. He says, really, kli cheres does count as b'di'evit. So why don't we not for every kli cheres after 24 hours like Chachmei Netzir? Because they made a special gzeira, einu ben yomo asu ben yomo. It has nothing to do with hachila b'di'evit. Did anyone say einu ben yomo is asu hachila mutu b'di'evit? No, there's a special gzeira, einu ben yomo asu ben yomo, which has nothing to do with hachila b'di'evit. So why is it mutter to eat the food? So there's a gzeira on the kli and not on the food. So there's a special gzeira of ein ben yomo, otter ben yomo on the kli, right? This is what Tosfos says. Don't think, everyone knows, if you have a pot that's straight for 24 hours, you can't use the pot, but if you use it, the food is mutter. So everyone thinks you can't use it with a chila, but you can use it with the evet. Says no, because they were gozer special gzeira on the kli, and they weren't gozer special gzeira on the food that was cooked in the kli. So he says, yeah, by Einu ben Yomo, there's a special Xera that goes around the Kli. But over here, it's Mutter because of Mashu, not because of Einu ben Yomo. Mashu, there's no special Xera, there's just Einu ben Yomo L'Achila. And it's not considering it bitless L'Achila because a Kli Cheres counts as B'di'evit.
This really only works according to Tosa's answer that we said before by how you get down to Mashu.
This really only works by Tosa's answer about how you get it down to a Mashu.
Everyone else says it started off with a law, but then we got it down to a mashu.
Right, basically, according to everyone else, I mean, let's forget about being dumb for now, because he's not really so practical and useful. According to everyone else, then you should be able to use every kli cheres after 24 hours, right? Just kasher it, now it's a mashu, and use it after 24 hours, or just let it sit and use it.
That seems to be the gzeira.
And maybe that's good for the gzeira, right? So this only works for the tosos, which is fine. Okay, so this is the two answers in Bali Tosfos. How do the other Rishonim answer this question?
He must be assuming that that Rav really answers. Well, he can't be assuming the Lechachila does have a gam answer of Tosfos above, because since that's also only Lechachila, and this is b'di'evit.
At the very least, he couldn't assume the answer he said above in the Lashon he said it above. Because he used the lashon of Bukhachiva.
Right.
He could, like, maybe the Reed could go back and say that answer in a different lashon, that, oh, well, it's because of the special gzeira on Klisha Eina Ben Yomo. But you're right, in the lashon he said it, he can't be following up on that. But he could still say it in a different lashon. Mm-hmm. But I think that's the point, meaning this is, and this is the Mefurish Tos of the end of Avodah Zarah, who's Tos is almost Mefurish, and the Gos of Shiri is totally Mefurish, that it's not that after 24 hours, it's after 24 hours, and he says, because then a Klitaris should be Mutter. It's that after 24 hours, they made a Gzeira on the Kli, and they didn't make a Gzeira on the food you cook in the Kli. Not do the Chachil B'di'evet, therefore, if Lucharis after 20 hours, they made Gzeira in the Kli. Who cares if it's called the Chachil B'di'evet? But when it comes to Bittel, that things that are Mashu, that are less than 60th, then we care whether it's called the Chachil B'di'evet. If Lucharis is called B'di'evet, that's the Chiddush Tariq, Lucharis is called B'di'evet, L'shitase Andav, Chafav, Amad Beis.
If this is the case, then food that's cooked in a Kli, that's cooked in a Kli in a Binyomo, we're not saying that it's Mutter B'di'evet. I'm saying the food is Mutter Chachila.
Exactly, so precisely. The food is Mutter L'chatzila.
So would you distinguish then, potentially, if you say buying from the store, taking from a goy, you've made the food, if you're going to call that, in certain cases, L'chatzila, would you be
absolutely, 100,000,000%, I agree with you. That means if a goy cooked food and the Eina Ben Yomo trace Kli, it is totally L'chatzila to get that. Like, it's not B'di'evet at all. You could buy it if it's one penny cheaper, or even if it's the same price as the B'datzei Tiferetus option.
Well, if he was being machlokes lachatchila, that might be.
If he's machlokes lachatchila, that would be machlokes. I think achronim. If you want, I wrote it down someplace here where there's machlokes rishonim. I think it's machlokes achronim. Correct. But I'd say no matter what you hold, that machlokes achronim, this would be machlokes lachatchila, aliba de tosas udiime. Correct. Okay, so Tosas here just makes a very important point about his pshat l'gemara in the Avodah Zarah. Don't think Eina Ben Yomo has anything to do with lachatchila b'di'evet. That's just a gzeira and a kli Eina Ben Yomo, regardless of whether it's called a chachila b'di'evet, and no gzeira on the food cooked in a kli, regardless whether it's called a chachila or b'di'evet. Tos actually gives a svara. He says, well, he gives two svaras, either because a kli Eina Ben Yomo is a common thing, so there were gozer on it, but food cooked in a kli Eina Ben Yomo is uncommon, so they weren't gozer on it, or the kli could be confused with using the same kli a day ago when it was Ben Yomo, but the food cooked in the kli that's Eina Ben Yomo is not to be confused with other food that might have been cooked in a Kli Ben Yomo. So he gives two as Beirim for why this should be. Okay, this is the Hakira about how to understand the end of the let's point this out. How to understand why in a Kli She'eino Ben Yomo the Kli is Usser, but the Tavshil is Mutter. One way is to understand, like Chachmei Venetia, that Nosen Tam Lefgam is Aser Lechachila and Mutter B'di'evet, and therefore they say that a Kli Cheres is Mutter because it's Chashav B'di'evet, like Tosfos Chafav and Beis. However, the way Tosfos understands it is that Gazru al Kli She'eino Ben Yomo, below Gazru al Tavshil Shenit Bashel B'Kli She'eino Ben Yomo. Not do the Chil B'di'evet. There goes on pots and not on foods, in which case a Kli Cheres is Usser. Because does Rubo nothing to Lachachila and B'di'evet, which is good, because Tos himself holds a Chavav and basically Cheres counts B'di'evet. Of course, what if you held like the one second, let me just find what I was looking for. Here we are. Interesting. What if you held that no, there goes no Tam L'chachila and not B'di'evet? Then, could you still say this is Chachmei Venetia? Could you still say that a Kli Cheres is still Aser? could you still say that a klicheres is still aser if really there's an isal chila hetu b'diavet? So the what do you do with Pincha Durami? Like, let's say you take the other side. No sound comes also chila much b'diavet. What do you do with Pincha Durami? Why did he break it? So what are the Chachmim Venetzi going to say? Exactly, the Chachmim Venetzi are going to say. I don't know what the Chachmim Venetzi say. But the other Rishonim, they're discussing the day of the Chachmim Venetzi, say that Rav Ami broke the Pincha because it wasn't worth waiting. He was a rich guy. He says, what, I'm going to leave it around for 24 hours. Maybe someone will use it by accident. Like, what, I'm going to sit there and guard it for 24 hours to make sure my wife doesn't use it. And I'm going to lock it up in a cabinet. And it's just a stupid Pincha. I'll break it and spend 5 cents on a new one.
I meant that it's not even the other, because...
Ah, that's what you meant, because he's rich. He's like, okay, the Rishonim here, when they discuss Pincha Rami in another context, they say this way, like, here, your time, it's interesting, there are a difference between rich people and poor people, but he has a chachil, I'm not sure. The easy way to say it is just, he broke it because the mindset was treif, so he didn't want to wait 24 hours. That's a double thing for the Chachmei Netzia, or what they might have to say. However, what you could say, and the Chusha Ram gives this svara here, that you could say the Klicheres is still usher. Ah, what about Tosfos Chavav and Beis? So the Chiddush Ram says, because it's Chashiv L'Chachila. Klicheres, that's called L'Chachila. But why? You have to break it. How can you call that L'Chachila? You have to break it. So, don't we know Chavav and Beis? That it's called B'dievet? Exactly. So the Chiddush Ram says, Stira from... So the Chiddush Ran here says that Tanur is a Hefsid Gadol, but a Kedera is a Hefsid Katan. Chavavim Beis is a Tanur. Tanur is B'dieved. Tanurs are big and expensive, and you know you have to cement them to the floor, and it takes a lot of work, right? A Kedera is, again, we can't imagine, nowadays Kederas are actually very expensive, the Kederas that we buy. Until you get married, you don't realize how expensive Kederas are.
Especially Kederas.
What?
Especially
Kederas. Right. Well, those aren't Kederas. Those are Kederas. But I'm saying a stainless steel pot is very expensive. But a Klicheres is dirt cheap. Have you ever go someplace, like stop on the road and these Arabs are selling like flower pots, you know, they make out of Kederas? What do they cost? Like a couple of shekels or something?
By a month, 2.5 shekels.
Yeah, okay. So I'm saying Klicheres are really cheap, but no matter how where you go, you can't find a stainless steel pot for less than, I don't know, like 100 shekel or something. Klicheres are really cheap, and Tanners are a little more expensive. So it actually would be an interesting nafkamina. He might say, we'll admit the Chachmei Venezia by expensive Kheres. Like, what would he say about fancy China nowadays? I don't know. But anyway, so you could say that you have a chakira and how to understand the last Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Why is it usher to cook in the pot but mutter to eat the food? Tosfos says, nothing to l'chachila and b'dieved, shalom al Yisrael. But if you understand that it is a din of l'chachila and b'dieved, it's a din, no tam v'gam is usher to chachila mutter b'dieved, then you either go to the Chachmei Venetzi and say, therefore, klicheres mutter after 24 hours. And Pincha de Ravami, he was just rich and didn't mind breaking his pincha. He didn't have to, he just did. Or you'll say, no. There's an issue with achila, klicheres counts with achila. Why? You have to break it? The answer is, kedera is cheap, so breaking it still counts as achila. A tanner is expensive, but a kedera is cheap.
All right, what's this branch, the klicheres also becomes achila? Who says that? Within the Chachmei Venetzia, where is that?
How do they say? Oh, so this is not the Chachmei Venetzia. I'm saying within the Derech, if you start with the Derech Chachmei Venetzia, you still don't have to come to the conclusion. Because you could use the Chiddush Ran and start like the Chachmei Venetzia, but end up not postuming like them.
By what, limiting it to only cheap kelim? I mean...
Well, all kederas are cheap.
Expensive.
Right, exactly. Limit Tosfos Nafkaf Oven Beis to expensive kelim. Mm-hmm. Or you could deny Tosfos Nafkaf Oven Beis.
The cooler emotion Feinstein has, is that because we use the sheet of Chachmei Venetzia, or we say maybe even Tosfos would agree by Hefsir Gadol?
No, it's just throwing in Chachmei Venetzia with a Chacham Tzvi with other things, yeah. But it's an interesting svara that maybe by Hefsir Gadol, everyone would agree to Chachmei Venetzia, right? Not so crazy. Based on the Chassidus Ran, you would think you would say that. Okay. Now, let's get back to our subject. Yeah?
Back to Reed. What's the Reed saying? That when there's only a little bit, then there's no Gzeira Bein Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo? Back to Reed and Tosfos.
What? Back to the Reed says that when there's only a little bit,
you still need to say there's no Gzeira.
The Reed is saying that when there's only a little bit, even Ben Yomo is mutter. Again, you can't have a case of Kederos after Pesach but a Ben Yomo. But the Reed would be mutter even Ben Yomo. Theoretically. Right? Now again, obviously, comes the Kat after Pesach have to be at least 7 1/4 days old. But the Reed is not based on those Dam with Gam. The Reed is saying this. A Klicheres counts like Bidiyevet. Right? Klicheres counts like Bidiyevet. Right, like the Re, right? A klicheres counts as bidiyevet, right? So once a klicheres counts as bidiyevet, you're allowed to be involved with Lisser. It's about Lisser bidiyevet. So it's totally mutter. Oh. Whether in Yom or not in Yom, he's not the same as in Parat. What he's just doing is he's saying, I'm claiming klicheres bidiyevet. If a klicheres bidiyevet, then why don't we say the Chachma Venetia? He's bringing in a side question from Eina Ben Yomo. He answers because Eina Ben Yomo has nothing to do with Lachilim Ben Yevid. Again, obviously I'm expanding on the real little, but correctly so.
And going back to what we said before, then he's clearly not understanding that we're worried you might mess up by neglecting this. Because here you might not achieve it.
I don't think you could validly make this diuk. Why? Because he might say we are worried you might mess up. But we weren't, it's a little tricky, but he could say we are worried you might mess up, but we're only goes you might mess up, l'chachila b'dyeved, we're mekel, and say, what can you do, no, we're not goes you might mess up. Although it's a little funny, because then you'll say back to me, but if it's higher than 30, you can't add 30, and we don't say, no, b'dyeved, we don't want you to lose money. So you might have a, that's what you can say back to me, right?
No, I was thinking more along the lines of Pesha Tesh Misha Hashem. He's not using. He's not using that.
No.
Is that a good other answer, though?
Is that a good other answer here?
Yeah, it's only Mashu. And, yeah, why is that?
Is that a good other answer? So, did any of you show him say that answer here?
No, I mean, that would only work if you're dealing with the Kli.
Okay. But,
no, but
the Gra says that answer.
Why only a big clue though?
It's the only thing. It's Mishu B'Shefa, right?
Yeah, but it never happened to Shefa.
No, we assume it's a Mashu here. Everything's going to be Shefa.
Well, yeah, if it's a. If the Mashu is a really small Mashu, correct. Correct.
If they're coming out to.
What you're saying is, once the Gemara assumes it's always going to be a Mashu, then that's exactly the definition of Tashmisha B'Shefa. The definition of Tashmisha B'Shefa is that it's always going to be less than a 60th, not that sometimes it'll be less than a 60th. So, interestingly, the Rishon, whose Shita is the Hetzer Klishta Mishnah B'Shefa?
Rashba.
What does the Rashba say in his Perish here?
Is
sure question. There is no Perish. I mean, there might be one spin. There is no Perish Rashba. I'm Sachin. So, the question is, can we say it on his behalf? The answer is the Gra did on Vav Mishal. Obviously, Kedarka Makodesh in his Gra code words. Right? The Gra didn't have to show more on the Pesach of his... Of his base medrash. If you're not Talmud Chacham, you won't understand what he's saying anyway. But the Gra says that you can answer based on the Rashba. And here, the Gra says, and for all we know, if we had the Rashba's Peir Shem Sachem, maybe he would write this. Or maybe we'd be surprised. You know, but the Gra thinks that's what the Rashba would write. What's the Rashba's Heter? Kli Shetashmisho Bishepa. Let's remind ourselves of the Rashba's Heter. Lemaisa, we are not so much alone on this Rashba's Heter. The Rashba says, Kli Shetashmisho Bishepa, that if you have a Kli that was Bolei a little trafe, and you always use it with at least 60 times as much, so it's always going to be batel, then there's no problem with bittul iser lechatchila. That's the shita of the Rashba of Klisha Tashmisho b'shefa. So, exactly. So, and over here, it's tashmi shuv b'shefa. Why? Because if we assume we make the right assumption that it's only a, if we make the right assumption that it's only a mashahu, right? Look over this word better also crunch toast assumption, otherwise why don't we use it all the time? But okay, you could squeeze in maybe some other assumptions. So therefore, this is the klisha tashmi shuv b'shefa. What's the assumption here? What's the assumption they all point out in the Rashba? Right? He assumes Ein Mevatlin, or at least he seems to assume, the Ein Mevatlin Ishla Rachila is Zera Shema Yete. So, it's not Shayach in Tashmisho B'Shefa. Could you get out of it, maybe? But that's a simple shot in the Rashba. That again, it goes back to up here. If Ein Vatlin Isur means you shouldn't try to get around Isurim, right? Or if Ein Vatlin Isur means you shouldn't rely on Bitul Barov, you know, Lakhatila, then who gives us Shmisha B'Shefa? But if Ein Vatlin Isur is Zera Shema Yitta, then if it's Batul, but it could have not been Batul, it makes sense as Zera. But if there's no way it could ever not be Batul, then it doesn't make sense to have the Gzeira, and that could be a good way of explaining our Gemara. And that's what the Gra says. When the Gra is Mefarish, the sheet of the Rosh Hashanah B'Shefa, he says, and the Raya for this is, I don't have it here, says, and the Raya for this sheet of Hashanah B'Shefa is that explains this line in the Gemara Pesachim. So the Gra says that this is the Pshat in the Gemara Pesachim, also taking a certain approach to Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatzila. Okay, anyone have another answer here?
Tosfos mentioned that Ramati or whenever it's with an Eitzim or no Shermans of the oven, so they explain that that's because it's in Shermans Torah, but the Rush and the Ramban says that it's because it's Mikli Kali, and the Ramban says, what does it mean Mikli Kali? It means no Be'en. So who are they? If we do, so you're allowed to be with Hakim, but there's no Be'en.
Okay, give Valdik. So, sorry, where was I? So you could say, now again, you might want to add something here, because, hold on a second. Remember that everything has to work out in the end, right? So Grun, you're dead now. I'll have the last laugh. You just said, oh, Blias are not Ben, so you're allowed to be in Vatel Hachila, right? That's what you just said.
Yeah.
Which means that, anytime I have a treif kli, I'm just allowed to cook a lot in it and be mevatel tam lechachila. Right? Anytime I have a treif spoon, I'm allowed to use it to stir my pot and be mevatel lechachila, right? Because in blios, there's no problem with the lishul lechachila. That's what you just said, isn't it?
Yes, so the Ramban also raised this issue and says...
let me just point out, by the way, that Ravinu David does bring up this possibility, and the Itzer takes it more seriously, that maybe there's no problem with the Lishla Achila by Blios because they're not the N, but that is not a mainstream shot, right? What did the Ramban say?
The stomach is only something that was Nivla, it was Tashmisha Behetzer originally, not Tashmisha, it was Heterabal.
Exactly, the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva picks up on an as a little, right? The Ramban and the Ran say a very, very crucial point here, and the Ra'al also goes in this general direction, right? Says, if Hetera Bala, well, once you say Bala, then you don't really need to say more. Plus, right, it's not the end. Right, that's the Ramban, Hetera Bala, and it's not the end. Obviously, once I use the word Hetera Bala, we know it's not the end. But the point is, the Ramban says, though, Stam Hetera is not a good reason for being Mevatel L'Chachila. Just because it went in as Heter doesn't mean Mevatel L'Chachila, right? For example, if I take Chametz before Pesach and I put it in a Ziploc bag, well, it's still Heter, that doesn't mean that then I can be Mevatel L'Chachila later. But if it's, and Stam Blios is not a good enough reason to be Mevatel L'Chachila. Right, just because something the blia doesn't mean I can mevatel lishul achila. However, if it's a blia which came in as heter, now where the Ramban's okay, I can't find any case in Shas against that. A blia that came in as heter, that you can mevatel hachila. You say, oh, well, Pinchot or Rami, why didn't they do Hagol again down to a mashu and mevatel hachila? They'll say, ah, that was Isurabala, right? Says, yeah, the Ramban says exactly. Every other case in Shas is a case of Isurabala. That's why you can't mevatel hachila. But in a Teirabala, you can be mevatel hachila.
Is this related all to that? I think we want to do very end of the desire that call you almost a Gil Kavigro. Could that be based on this?
It might be, so hold that thought for a moment. Okay? Now, the question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara? Because it's a Blia. And it came in his hatcher, therefore there's no problem with the Lishon HaChila. What's the Svara?
On the Zilzal side, you don't really see it happening.
Okay, beautiful. So I think, and I have to think, the Ramban himself has no choice but to say this, that, again, interestingly, when Daniel started with Hakira, he didn't say it was obvious. The most obvious side, why in Bat Mosul Hakira, is because you shouldn't rely on Bittel. Right? You shouldn't rely on Bittel. You shouldn't get into relying on Bittel.
You have to use Zilzal.
Right. You shouldn't use Bittel. It's like the Rishis Matirin. Don't use Bittel if you're not already stuck with it. So if you say don't use Bittel, then Brun's not going to make any sense. Right? But I say no. The reason is not because you shouldn't use Bittel, because then you shouldn't use Bittel for anything. The reason is not because you shouldn't use Bittel. Right? So one possibility this far is you assume reason for Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chachila is, right, what Rosenzweig calls respecting the integrity of the Isser. Right? Organization resolves the Isser. Meaning, don't, your attitude towards the Isser shouldn't be, the Torah says it's treif, so let's figure out how to eat it. No, your attitude should be, the Torah says it's treif, so let's figure out how not to eat it. If it already fell on my cholent, then I'll worry about it. So, if you say no, is that you shouldn't be mezalzel the Isurin. You shouldn't try to get around Isurin. So then, what's the Ramban saying? He's saying, look, if you're staring at something in the face, then, what do you mean? Why are you trying to figure out how to eat it? That's mezalzel the Isurin. Even if you're not staring into the face, because it's absorbed in your pot, right? Miklakal Isurin. But, it was usher and got absorbed in your pot, so it's still staring you in the face, right? If yesterday a piece of ham gave top to my pot, then it's still staring me in the face. There's a piece of ham that gave top to my pot. So if it's staring you in the face, or it was staring you in the face when it's your pot, that's Zozel Isurin. But if it was never usher in the first place when I could see it with my own eyes, when I looked at it, it was Heter Gomer. It only invisibly became an Isser in the pot. Then that's not Zilzal be Isurin to be Mevatelik. They'll say Isser. Yes, I know theoretically if you keep track of all the invisible facts in the world, there's invisible Isser in here, but no one ever saw that Isser. No one ever encountered that Isser. We didn't think of it as an Isser. It's like an invisible theoretical Isser. So that's not Zilzal be Isurin to be Mevatelik.
Why the Isser and Shinoshim? Okay. They look to you when they go in.
So I think he would say, because that is mamish miklakali. Over there, they were mamish burnt. Meaning, by the time I use that heat, or exactly, it's a bit of a machlokas, exactly what the issue is. Is it tiltal of the mahapech and the chitoy, or is it the using of the heat? Is a bit of machlokas. But let's say, it's simply, by the time I use that heat, it's mamish burnt, it's mamish gone. So if it's mamish gone, then, even if it started out as Isura, I can say, what do you mean? I'm not being mezalzel in Isurim. The Isser is totally destroyed and gone from the world. I'm just using the side effect of the Isser. But over here, where the Isser is not mamish burnt after all, it's still Ablia. So you'd have to say that Ablia is a little more serious than Miklakali. Therefore, Ablia is only, I think that's what he would say, much more than a terrible. So therefore, he could be saying, what's the reason for Imat Lissachila? The reason is I shouldn't be trying to eat Isurin, I should be trying to not eat Isurin. I should respect the integrity of the Isurin, not be mezalzel in it. So that, if it was really an Isur at some point, over here it was a Heter and just became a, theoretically, behind the scenes, invisibly became an Isur. You know, that sort of topples my pot. So that's not zilzel Isurin to use the pot. Because you're not mamish trying to get around an Isur, because the Isur never stared you in the face. Again, theoretically the Isur is there.
And that's not zilzily certain, because the Isser is never something that really looked like an Isser. Okay, so that's one way of understanding the Ramban.
The Ritva, I know the Ritva has a slight modification of it, but he suggests a different way of understanding the Ramban.
This is, I think, what the Ramban himself would say, right? The Ramban would say, this is, I think, how the Ramban would explain himself. I'll explain why in a minute. Anyone have a difference for the Ramban? And he talks about Mikvah Kali Yisur, right?
You see the same thing in terms of messing up. I won't get confused because here it seems so different than a case where I throw in.
If it's Yisur Bala, I might get confused and it might be more than a 60th. But if it's a Terah Bala, I won't get confused and be more than a 60th. I don't see this far at all. I think you could say something maybe have nothing to do with anything about Mikvah Hachiva. But this is what the Ritva makes it sound like. What does he make it sound like the Svara is? That maybe, and this is where Gutenberg was going before, maybe it's nothing to do with Ein Bala Mishlo HaChila. Maybe there's no Isser in the first place. Why would there be no Isser in the first place? Because Isser is not Chal. Maybe the Isser is not Chal on just Blios. If the Blios come out, the Isser will be Chal. But as long as it's just Blios, the Isser is not really Chal. Right?
Let me read you a Lashon. Right. The lo chala le iser chametz kol kach bivalua. The iser chametz is not chal so much in a blio. She yiflon hu sheyachol iser alav. It's not going to be chal till it's niflat. Now he says kol kach because it still is called chametz over lo pesach. While it's still over lo pesach, even though it was just a blio, right? No one's saying it wasn't over the pesach. But what he's saying, the iser is not really chal in the blios. Why? Because you can't eat blios. So there can't be an Isser Achila on Blios. Yes. What does he mean by Isser Chomet Denu Chal Kol Kach? I didn't even mean that they have a Chamosh Shem Chomet Shem Alon Pesach. But they're not really Osir Ba Achila because they're not a Bar Achila yet. When will they be Osir Achila? When they come out. So hold on a second. You're not being Mevatel Isser Lech Achila when you cook a Mashu of Chomet into your soup because as soon as it comes out, it's already bata, only Isser is never really chal in the first place. So I think this is perhaps a slightly more radical way to view this, because the Isser is not chal on blios until they come out, until it's niflat, and it was immediately bata. So you didn't mevatel the Isser. You used bittel to avoid the Isser. It's like you didn't use bittel to take away the Isser. You used bittel to not put the Isser in the first place. And maybe if you use bittel to not put the Isser in the first place, that's not mevatlet Isser l'chachila. That's never having an Isser in the first place. Okay, you might say it comes down to the same thing. But the Ramban definitely does say this. The Ramban says, no sir, there's an Isser no sir on the blios inside. And not to mention the fact that the Ramban thinks chametz is Yisur Bala. We'll see a little later and thinks that the Isser Chametz doesn't have to be Chal. But you could say the Isser is not really Chal and Bliya until they immediately come out, so therefore there's no Isser in the first place after the no Matlin Isser Chachila. That's what the Ritva sounds more like. He says, Lo Chal Isser Chametz Kol Kach of Blios, and only Sheyiflo Hu Sheyachol Isser. But here when it was Niflat, it wasn't Chal the Isser.
Could it be there's a deal with some sort of issue of Marisayin? And therefore in this case there is no Marisayin at all? Because you start off with Heter and then it's just Blios.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say Marisayan. What's the thing Marisayan? I'm not attracted to say Marisayan. I'd rather say it's just a matter of your attitude towards Yisurim. Okay.
Why does the Ritva combine it with those type of Pagam and Mashu?
Why does the Ritva need to combine it with a Pagam? Well, Mashu, obviously, that makes a fuss. Why does he need to combine it with those in Pagam Lefgam? So, Lechora,
I can't promise you why you need to combine it with Nos in Pagam Lefgam. But I think 1 second.
The only thing I think, but I can't promise, seeing even besides bitulus l'achila, there might be another problem with zera. Like beside bitulus l'achila, and even though maybe it's not bitulus l'achila because it's a teira, but he still might say beside that there's another problem of like a zera, and therefore, but if no zam of gam, then they weren't gozer. That's what I think you might say, but I realize I don't have a for sure explanation.
Could he just mean the same thing, just
right as the Ramban?
No, like we said, the Ritva said, it's just that we're only made on Mitzvah Sechilo, and there's two reasons why it's never has a Chalos Isser. A, because it becomes us or
Right, you just have to explain why.
Gzera, so that's how
but if it's Gzera, then why do you need a Terabala? Even if you serve all of them, there's two reasons they shouldn't be Gozer.
No, but the two reasons, there has to be two reasons why it was never had a Chalos.
Right, so in the end, you're saying the same thing as me, I think, which is that A, there's Gzera, and two reasons get you out of the Gzera, and B, even besides the Gzera, you can't have a Chalos or Achila. And here, it's not an Isser. okay, that's the Ramban. Lemaisa. If you're willing to take the approach that,
one plug it back into Aleph, where basically when the clear came out, so it was nursing time of gum, and therefore it wasn't, and it's not as extreme as that there wasn't an issue in the first place, but because it's nursing time of gum, there wasn't.
Okay, except for the fact that Tosos doesn't, Rabbi Yosef doesn't say it has to be a Terabala, although he might say the same thing of a Surabala. There's definitely an issue in the first place. So I don't want to add something in that he didn't necessarily say. now, there are actually quite a few, other answers in the Rishonim here. I'll just point out an interesting, throw out a few other answers, which is the Ritva says, right? The Ritva says a Teira Bala plus Mashahu plus Nosei Tam Lufgam. He has a fascinating machlokes here with the Ra'ah. You know, the Ra'ah says, if you have a milk plate after 24 hours, you can use it for meat and vice versa. The Ra'ah says, why? If it doesn't, you know, the Pentadrami. Oh, this is Hetera Bala, Nosen Tam Lufgam. The Ritva says to the Ra'ah, no, we're not Matar Hetera Bala, Nosen Tam Lufgam, only if it's Mashu. And that's why the Ra'ah is wrong. It says, the Ra'ah basically proves from our case that, Nosen Tam Lufgam and Hetera Bala is okay, so too milk inflation dishes after 24 hours. The Ritva says back to him, no, but our sugya is only to Tzamashu. But of course, what would the Ra'ah say back? I hold everything after 24 hours of Tzamashu, and that one's going on in our sugya. For the Ra'ah's shot earlier, it's a good proof, right? Because every Einu B'Yom was Tzamashu. Therefore, every milk or fleshy kli after 24 hours is okay to switch according to the Ra'ah, which is very radical. The Ritva says, no, only Chameh is Tzamashu. And he includes Tosis' idea, right? That's because you only use a little in the first place. Both the meat and milk, you use a lot in the first place. So that's the Ritva and the Ra'ah. The only difference is the Ra'ah says the meat and milk is also only a mashu after 24 hours. The Ritva says a chametz is a mashu, but mushroom kolav is a tam.
The Ra'ah is from Karpitol, which is no zera.
What?
Does the Ra'ah say there was no zera on the Terabala? About in ben yomo after ben yomo? Or is it saying that there's always going to be bitol, because it's just mitzvah mashu?
Well, that there's always going to be bitul, but he'd say no. That gzeira is only by yisur vala. Now, of course, he'd have to explain why is there gzeira by yisur vala and not gzeira by yisur vala. It's a good question.
Maybe you base on this. So if you're always going to bittul anyways.
Maybe you're always going to bittul by your surah ball also. So he's going to have some trouble with that, which is one of the reasons we reject him. The, one second. Ah, okay. The Maram Chalava, right, and the we should put in the Maram Chalava and the Chachmei Venetia, although Chachmei Venetia actually do make it in here a little, although not by name. The Maram Chalava goes back to Yosef Parat, says it's really mutter mishum nosing tam with gam. The low bit mishum bitl. It's really mutter nosing tam with gam. What about the gzeira of Eina ben Yomo ben Yomo? So what might you say about Pesach? Zera Eina ben Yomo ben Yomo?
Never happened.
Never happened. The whole point is after Pesach, 7 1/4 days. Exactly. No, this is the Maram Chalava. No, he brings something almost the same. The Lo Shayach Zera Atu Ben Yomo the Chametz. Right? To the whole point of the Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach. Because the whole point of Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach is that it's been Pesach for 7 days, and all Jews keep Pesach. So obviously no one cooked Chametz for the last 7 1/4 days. So therefore he says, yeah, by everything else in the world, is there anything you want to Yom, except for Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach, where every Jew keeps Pesach, and it never shayeth the Machshasha Ben Yomo. The Yesh Omrim in the, sorry, I apologize. I meant this is the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. I apologize, Yaakov. Of course, this was the Yesh Omrim in the Ritva. Sorry. I was confusing two different Yesh Omrims. Another interesting answer is, this is the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David also say, it's mutter mishum nosim tam lefgam, and like Chachmei Venetia, it's mutter nosim tam lefgam, and even though nosim tam lefgam is still, you're not allowed to use the pot, that's only by metal pots that you can kosher. Or they say, by cheretz pots which are for sale in the store, which you could not buy. But if the cheretz thing you already own, then they weren't gozo like Chachmei Venetia. The Yesh Omrim, again, I don't have a name of anyone who holds like Chachmei Venetia, but they're inviting me to bring Yesh Omrim like Chachmei Venetia. The real Hester Nelson Tamluf Gam, and like Chachmei Venetia. Okay, the these are the basic Svaras here. Okay, I think that's these are the basic svaras that we've shown him here. What comes out here is, you know, besides how do we understand our sugya, is two fundamental hakiras. Number one is how do you understand the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah? We put all the way on right on the board. And two, what shot in a mevat l'nisul hachila? Is a mevat l'nisul hachila you don't usually use that abbreviation. I just try to say ruin the board. Is it because you shouldn't rely on bittul unnecessarily, which I admit is not such a pashut svara. At least alone that's not going to do the trick, or why is alone that not going to do the trick? Because then if it was a ready ma'ura of 1 to 30, you should be able to add 30, because it's necessary. So obviously that's not going to be the pashut svara. Or is it because of respecting Yisurim? Ooh, sorry, I forgot one answer. Because of respecting Yisurim, or is it Gzeira Shemayita? And we pointed out Gzeira Shemayita ties into some of the pshatim on our sugya. Right, Aleph, perhaps, and Gimel might be based on Zera Shemayita, as opposed to the Ramban's approach, which is based on respecting Yisurim. There's one other approach that Tosfos and Peretz points out that we didn't chazer. We have to add a chet. Who remembers? Remember the Shach and Taz discussion? Simon Sadi Tess? When might be Motzer Mivatul Lishol HaChila?
When you don't have kavana, then...
Exactly. And the Tosfos Ben Peretz brought this down. Right? The Tosfos Ben Peretz in his second day, yeah, and it's also Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of Sefer Truma, but it's not the Sefer Truma. It's quoted in the Ors of Ruah here. Right? Rabbeinu Baruch and the Tosfos Ben Peretz in his second shot says, Ein Kavanaso Levatel. There's no problem with Lissa. Hey, look, your Kavanah is not to be Mevatel. Your Kavanah is just to cook. Your Kavanah is not to be Mevatel. Your Kavanah is just to cook. Why does your kavanah being something else make it okay to be mevatel nisla hachila? So if you say the point of ein mevatel nisla hachila is not a gzeira, if there's a gzeira, then just because your kavanah is something else doesn't mean that you don't need a gzeira. But, and look, if you really don't want to use pithel, then it doesn't matter your kavanah. But the point is not to disrespect yisurin, that our attitude towards yisurin shouldn't be, the Torah says don't eat it, let me figure out how quickly I can eat it. But the attitude should be, well, the Torah says don't eat it, let me not eat it. Then makes a lot of sense. That's if my kavana is to mevatel it. But if my kavana is just to cook a different food in a pot, and the segregation is that I'm mevatel it, then maybe that gzeira is not shaya. Of course, he asks on himself, then why isn't it mutter even in trade food that if you got a little blia, you can cook because there's no problem with lissa achila? And the answer probably is, because look at the end of our sugya, they make gzeira. By the end of our sugya, you know, make gzeira that ought to, a case where you might mess up. But as far as getting rid of it, Inkav Nasa Achila, Inkav Nasa Levato takes it away. Okay.
You mean the end of our sugya?
Gzeira Einu Minu Atu Minu. And likewise, in Kol Tarkula, you know, gzeira a little ought to a lot.
Same, basically, I mean, this is just a half minute.
No, what I'm saying is that besides Ein Mevatel Nisla Achila, there might be a different gezeira. Like, you say Ein Mevatel Nisla Achila is because of respecting the Yisurim. But even once you got out of that, there's still a gezeira on Kalim. Because that's what the Torah said. What does the Torah say to the Rav Shlosh Yishuv Shefa? He says, it's a gezeira on Kalim. Einu Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo. Or likewise, a little Atu a lot. And likewise, Einu Minu Atu Minu.
Okay, doesn't that just mean that our... Yeah,
it might mean that Sveidim in the end.
Our sugya didn't accept this either in the last gun. They also were goes there.
Right, but that gzeira is not called Ein Mevatel Nisla Achila. That's a different gzeira.
So, you're saying, just like, okay, saying, just like our sugya ended off that Ein Mevatel Nisla Achila shouldn't be a problem, but where goes there up to Nino.
Likewise, in regular cases, where goes are up to a lot, up to Nisina's Tom, up to more than a Mashu. Okay, now, it is a little late now, but I might just point out that... it is a little late, and I won't go through all of Shas. But I might point out this chakir about bitulis l'chachila might affect other issues. Might affect other issues as well, which are maybe some of the same issues. But for example, there's a big deal in the Achronim. How about if, how about bittel of schach posel b'schach kosher? Can I be mevatel schach posel b'schach kosher l'chachila? After all, Mrs. Lovely Hanos Nitnu, like, I'm not trying to, like, use something I'm not supposed to use. So I think that also might tie into this issue. You're talking about bittel schach posel. If you're talking about zera shema yitteh, then it should also be usher. What do you mean? I have the same problem as bittel of anything else, that I shouldn't fool around with bittel because I could get messed up. But if you're talking about respecting the Isurim, then they say mitzvos lavli honos nitnu. If the Torah tells me not to use something, I'm not supposed to use it. Here, the Torah wasn't trying to keep me away from using schach pasul. Torah wasn't trying to, I'm not trying to take advantage of the Torah. I'm just trying to keep the Torah and chapa mitzvah when otherwise it might be a little difficult for me. That's not disrespecting the Yisurim of the Torah. That's just trying to do mitzvahs. Xerish
Amit is usually when you do mitzvah not to like prevent you from messing up to not do mitzvah.
Okay, but it is usher to eat an apostle sukkah. It's nisra say. So it's not as if I'm just, I don't chap like a midas chasidus. It is a nisra say.
It's still saving you money here. It is those little...
Okay, but the actual lushan, it's a funny lushan. The Ba'ad Magen Avraham quotes in the Mordechai that Ein Mevatel Nisla Achila. Point is, it might or may not be saving me money, but my goal is not like to get something for myself.
My goal is to do a mitzvah. Now, who knows if it's saving me money or if it's just letting me do a mitzvah in circumstances where otherwise I might be stuck, or maybe I wouldn't be able to invite as many non-from Yidden into my sukkah, or whatever the case may be. The point is, I'm not trying to, like, get around it. I'm not trying to get around something which the Torah didn't want me to have.
Are you trying to get around buying kosher stuff?
If so, coincidentally, because who knows, I might or might not, right? There's no way to know. So, it's a funny shita, right? We would all have said, for sure you can't do it l'chachila and nothing to talk about, right? But, if someone says you can, which the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchos Sukkah.
What's the case? Would
I have a big sukkah, and I don't have enough kosher schach, so I mix in some treif schach.
Even just to get you to the road, you just, like, you basically only have a little more than a quarter of real schach, and then...
Right, if you assume that works, or whatever the case... you have to look. I don't know if he specifies what the case is. Another fascinating machlokas is, can I burn an isser and eat it? The Minchas Yaakov on the bottom of Simen Klal Mem Vav on the bottom of Torah Chatas Os Test says no, that's bitulus l'achila. Can I burn an isser and eat it? What? He assumes that. It sounds like he assumes maybe there's no problem of achshavei. It's not so posh that there's a problem of achshavei. Can I burn an isser and eat it? So what about sreifas isser? Kidei la'achlo. Right, then, what if three is Isra Kidei la'achlo? So, obviously, if the problem is to, I shouldn't rely on Bittel here, I'm not relying on Bittel, I'm relying on the fact that I turned it into a Chefza of Achor B'Alma. So, here, burning an Isra to eat it, l'chora, if the problem is that I shouldn't try to get around these serve and eat them, then it makes sense. The Torah told me not to eat it. I shouldn't try to find some weird way to eat it, even if that weird way is pretty innocent halachically. But it still is getting around the spirit of the Torah, which says, don't eat, frog. So I'm going to burn the frog and eat it. If you say it's a matter of messing up, then maybe I'd say it's mutter, because over here I'm not, like, relying on some very questionable mechanism.
Yeah, I think every loophole in any area of Asr is because of the imamalimus of the Tula.
That's basically what he seems... No, in Mach, at least in Chetzah Shalisser. That's what he seems to say. It's pretty radical, no?
It's not Bittel. I mean...
It's pretty radical, no?
He says it's Usser, he wants to say it's Mutter.
He says Usser, and the simple shot is we would think it's Mutter. There's the Michlis Yaakov says Usser. I'll just throw out one or two more points. How about... And this did come up a little in over here. How about Bittel, Cholov, and Basar? Right? How about Bittel, Cholov, Bibasar? Of course,
there's no Isser
at all. So I think if you're claiming that I might make a mistake, it should for sure be Isser. Right? Rekin Eger wants to be noted that maybe it's Mutter, a little nicely. He doesn't rely on that. Because still have the exact same chance of messing up. But if you said that it's a matter of relying on the mechanism of Bittel, here, I'm not really relying on the mechanism Bittel, because it's just not Derech Mishalos for Torah, and if it's a matter of respecting Yisurim, then I think it's a Mutter. Here, there's no Isser. I'm not creating an Isser in the first place. What do you mean? The Torah told me not to eat Basar B'Cholov, and there is no Basar B'Cholov. I'm not trying to eat an Isser. I'm trying to avoid making an Isser.
Have you heard that?
I don't think anyone actually says you can mamish do it in a practical sense. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no Bittel is Achila. What do you mean? There's no Isser.
There'd be no
knas. What? Oh, Rabbi Willis says, there'd be no knas, because it's not really bitulus l'chachila. I think Taka, that might be the way we paskin. Yeah, I mean, if that's what Rabbi Willis says, and that's a good enough way to
paskin. I'm hearing at least third hand, that's what I'm asking.
Right, it would make a lot of sense. It would make a lot of sense. I will just mention one or two more things. The big machlokas achronim, can I be vatal chamit before Pesach to eat it on Pesach? Right? Bittel kodem chalos fa'iser. And I think that's actually pretty similar to this one. I think you would say, if it's a matter of zereshema yitah, then l'chora, I have just as much of a problem being vatal l'chomet before Pesach as being vatal pork after tereni aser. But if you say it's a matter of respecting the iser, then it could be that's only once it's aser. Before it's usher, I don't really have to take it seriously yet. Before it's usher, I don't have to respect the integrity of this usher. Only once it's usher.
okay, okay, you can go through the rest of Shas and maybe tie in some other things to this. We'll leave this for now. What I will also leave you with as homework that maybe someday if you want to discuss is that perhaps there might be more than one din in Bitulus L'Achila. That sort of came out maybe a little different words of what we said today. And maybe especially in that Gemara in what at least the Rishonim say in the Gemara in Beitza, the difference between being Vatulus L'Achila in the first place versus being Mosif. Could be that being Vatulus in the first place, don't rely on Bitul, we don't have to. Being Mosif is because of one of the other reasons, and that could explain Nafkaminas like Darabonim, etc. You shouldn't rely on Bitul in the first place, even for Darabonim. But respecting the Zilz of the Yisr, that's only under Raisas, which are real, like Chetz Shalisser. Or Gzeira is only under Raisas. But that's, I will leave that for homework. Okay, I'm glad we managed to finish the sugya. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next month with the continuation of the Gemara. I'm not going to hand out the Makoros yet, especially since many people are attending a Chaburah soon. But there's a small sugya. The next little piece we'll bite off until the Sakinim on Amud Beis. Small sugya that has Mashar Kliferes. It also mentions the Yisur Xer of milkic bread, or technically fleshic bread. But I think we all maybe were osing that enough in Yerodea, so we're not going to go into the longness of that now. Small sugya Hashem Kliferes, and then we get into the big, big, tremendous longness that makes this look simple of Sakine de Pisgah. But the next year, we'll just talk about Hesher Kliferes.
When we have Shir again, Monday?
I think we can have Shir Monday at the end of Seder. Yeah, we'll have Sunday and Monday to prepare. And you can start now if you're not attending. Who's Kabur? Mati's Kabur. Mati's Kabur told you. Okay. And I'd like to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Of course.
I was about to ask you by the kid, because that'd be fun.